You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, you know who I am. I'm Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting from simply magnificent Atlanta, Georgia. So grateful that you've joined me from all over the world today. And I can say with all of the faith that's on the inside of me that I believe, I know that your life will never be the same again. Well, how are you doing? I hope that you are making a decision to have a great day, because in fact, that is a choice. You can design your life by when you wake up saying, wow, I'm going to have a great day today. And then I just want to thank you for inviting me into your home, into your heart, into your inner space. That's an honor and a privilege for me. So I just want you to get ready, because today I have a powerful show with my mentor, James Powers, and we're going to be talking about the power of imagination, anticipation, expectation, and beholding. Wow, that sounds awesome. And all of you know that if you've ever listened to James Powers, that he gives us such powerful truths, and I can't wait to hear everything that he has to say. So we're going to get quickly into it. So really quickly, remember my Success from the Inside Out retreat here in Atlanta, Georgia. Only 15 slots left. I think 12 as of today. 12 slots left. August 11th, 12th, and 13th. Go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and check it out. And that's all I'm going to say. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to be right back.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I'm back, and I'm with my mentor of 20 years. It might be 25 years. I've been saying 20, but I think it's 25 years. James E. Powers, and you guys have heard him before. He has radically changed my life. He is an ordained pastor for many years. He teaches leadership all over the world. He is a powerful man of God and a gift to me. I don't know what I would have done if it had not been for him and his lovely wife, Ethel, being in my life. I never take it for granted. Nobody makes it in this world alone. So all of you know I was a daddy's girl. And so God has sent me a spiritual man, a spiritual father to help me along. And I'm so grateful for that. So James E. Powers, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back with you. Anytime you call, you are the E.F. Hutton voice. When you say, do I have something? I said, if you say I have something, I have something, and I'm here to be a support to you. That's what I have tried to do since 1982 or 83, which is pretty close to 35 years.
Yeah, that's
right. So I'm grateful to be here today with you and to your audience. You are blessed each week to have what I call a very dedicated, powerful, intentional lady of the spirit, and I'm grateful for her and her opportunity to meet you where you are from around the globe. I was saying to her this morning, there are these messages we are doing this morning, leaving our respective homes, going up to a satellite about 22,000 miles and coming down to where your cell phone, your computer, on whatever continent you own. So with that power going on in the electronic part of things, I think coming from our hearts today, we will have equally a powerful impact on someone who may be deciding that life is not worth living, that life is not what I thought it would be. Or other people may be saying, oh, I was waiting for that one thing to happen, and I heard it today. So that's our expectation today, and I'm anticipating that that will be the case, and it's sealed, and I'm ready to go.
Okay. Well, when I called you and I said, do you have anything? And you said, you asked me, well, what do I feel like people are looking for? And I said to you, how to's, that it's not enough for people to be inspired and motivated, but they need how to's. How do I know that I heard about the law of attraction, but how do I implement in my life? So we're going to be giving people how to's today, and we're going to be talking about the power of imagination, anticipation, expectation, and beholding, a recipe for living life by design, not default. Wow. So that's something else, James Power. So I'm going to let you just get started with the intro of what we're going to do and how we're going to do it.
Well, the last part is, as we all know, if we're making something, whatever it is, if it's a recipe, we know what needs to be done. We get the recipe. We look at the ingredients. First of all, we look at what it is and decide, I want to make that. Mm-hmm. And once we decide we want to make it, then we find a recipe. Then we look at the ingredients. And then the ingredients, they tell us how to mix the ingredients, when to do it, and how to cook it or whatever. I'm saying to myself and to you, we are either living our life by default or design, but there's a recipe, I believe, for living it by design. And if we fail to do that, we run the risk of living yesterday over and over again for 50 or 60 years and never got out of the rut of the one thing that we did over and over again. So when I talk about design, could you imagine if you were living your life by design and not by default? What would a design life look like? It means that you are living according to a recipe or a plan for your existence. So if right now you can't say, I know when I get up every morning, I'm looking to see, what am I doing today that has something to do with what I plan and desire for my life? So that's purposeful living. Or you can do this. You can just go along to get along, not making things happen, just waiting for them to happen. So that's living by default. So whatever happened, from crisis to crisis, from problem to problem, that's default. Take a moment. Are you living your life by default? So once we do that and decide living it by design is the thing to do, there are some things that are important. We have to have the powerful sense of knowing how to anticipate things. What do you mean by anticipate? We all know the word, but that's a part of believing that something and thinking that something will really happen in the future. And the future could be tomorrow, 1 year, or 5 years, but you know that you are anticipating that happened. There's a sense that you're looking ahead with pleasure. That's what I'm anticipating this for my life. And I'm expecting, which is somewhat similar, but it's kind of, you've moved into I have this strong belief that something will happen, and I'm already expecting it. So now, once we put these things into the process of saying that that's going to help me live my life by design, anticipation, expectation. And then, my dear friends and Constance audience, if you're listening right now inside of your brain, there is something that was built into you in your mother's womb as your brain was developing, and it's called a faculty of the brain, and that's the part of the brain where images are created so that we can be able to imagine things. Wow. And when you were born, within the first 3 or 4 years of your life, that thing turned on without anybody having to do it, and you would be able to just imagine things. You could go to places. You could create a whole community in your little room. And mom said, "Well, who are you talking to?" "I'm talking to my friends." "Well, nobody's in the room." "Oh, yes, the room is full of people," because that was the first thing that got turned on. The first physical thing that got turned on for a baby, if you take any baby 1 month or 2 months and take your finger and rub your finger along their face, they turn toward that because they think the mother is feeding her. That's the first feeling they have, is the mother's breast rubbing up against the face. So that's a natural thing that can happen. So if you do that on a child and see that happen, that means that it's likewise. Your imagination faculty in your brain is ready to work for you. If you've allowed it to be dormant, it's not the fault of the brain. So that's what we talk about, imagination. We are allowing intentionally to create the image of where we want to go and how we want to get there. Wow. So now, living by design means that I got to be aware. What you mean aware? A lot of people not aware of themselves. They are not aware of now. They are aware of the problems they have, and the problems dominate. So right now you ought to stop and say, wait a minute. I'm in the middle of traffic listening, and I'm being distracted by all everything around me. So I'm going to have to listen to this tape twice, when I get home or when I get quiet, because I need to be fully aware and awake. So now that's what it is. And I would ask you, as another issue, they used to sing a song, Beholding Something. Someone said, I'm beholding my husband. I'm beholding my wife. That's when you have a mental image of how to see the person or the thing you are looking for. Your spiritual eyes or mental eyes hold that so powerfully that if you hold it long enough, it's like taking your camera or your iPhone, getting it focused and take the picture, because the picture turns out the way it looks when you were looking at the camera. So I want you to know that behold the things you desire and hold them there until you get the right focus, and snap. And you get what you snapped. So that, Constance, is kind of the beginning of what we do. The ingredients are simply by design life, that you use in your image-making capacity in your brain called the imagination. And you are using the idea of anticipating and expecting and beholding what you want to such degree that it comes to pass because you are beholding, not because you are good, bad, or indifferent. It works.
Wow. You know, I was just reading Ernest Holmes this morning, and he was saying how the universe has no favorites. And anybody who would make a decision, listeners, to design your life on purpose or intentionally, and we're going to show you how to do that, you will really create the portrait of a powerful, exciting, wonderful life of well-being. And, you know, James Power is just listening to you talking about imagination, anticipation, expectation, beholding. That got me really excited, because if you just begin to think in that vibration, it changes your brain totally.
And Constance, here's the thing that a lot of people, they get things mixed up and they said, I don't know whether that's true. I don't know whether that's a fact. I don't know whether it's biblical. What you just said would be that when you get ready to create an image and think, your image faculty in your brain begin to change the nature of what's going on inside of your brain in order to create the image.
Yeah.
That's why they say anytime you start doing something new or doing crossword puzzle, you are creating new brain waves, and we know that to be true. So I'm saying what you just said. When we do that, we are changing the nature of our brain. Or if we stay in the old pattern that we are, the brain doesn't have to do anything but repeat what it did yesterday. So you don't live to be 80 years old. You begin to live 80 years times 365 same days, because the brain didn't have to do anything different, because you didn't desire it to do anything different.
Right. And so, listeners, we're going to be giving you how-tos and just sharing with you how you can begin to, on a daily basis, have this recipe or principle for living the life by design. So James, let's see, where do we want to start? So one of the main ingredients, I believe, for designing a life of well-being is, for me, spirituality and being still.
Yes, and Constance, the issue is, do we know the value of being still?
Yeah.
The Psalm 46:10 say, be still and know. It didn't say be still and think. Mm-hmm. It's the fact when you still, there is a knowing that comes that take its presence in you. So if you are unable to be still, you don't have the time to be creative and to create.
So true. You know, and Russell Simmons says there's profit in stillness. And, you know, just an example of my own life, this is what I do every day, almost every day, as far as being still, because I want to make that like the first thing that I do in the morning, because it, for me, it helps to design my day. So I wake up, get a cup of coffee. I don't turn on the TV. I don't look at my iPhone or my iPad, because if I do, I already know I'm answering emails from people from all over the world, etc. So I get my cup of coffee, and I have a couple of places in my house. I have a sunroom. It's like my meditation room. It's like where I meet God or spirit. And I have this chair in my office where the sun comes directly into my office. I don't do the same thing every day, but I sort of quiet my mind. Sometimes I have on some quiet meditation music, because my mind sometimes is like, you got to do this, you got to do that. And I'll have on some worship music, and I would just begin to read. Sometimes I read the Bible, sometimes I read other stuff. This morning I read Ernest Holmes. So what I do is I always have a pad and pencil with me. I have my iPhone, my iPad, and a pad and pencil. And this morning, I'm just going to give you an example. What I read was he was talking about all thought is creative, and he said it is the nature, emotion, and conviction behind the thought that begins to mold what you desire. So I just took that one paragraph, James Power. I thought about it. I meditated on it. I prayed over it. I wrote about it. And then usually I'll just spend some time just being still, kind of just hearing on the inside of me, God, what am I supposed to do today, etc. And so sometimes I spend 15, 20, 30, 45. I'm not rigid with myself. And so that's how being still for me happens. And when I do that, there is a knowing. Constance, you need to do this today. You need to do this in the area of marking. You need to do more of this. And sometimes I will repeat this process in the afternoon. Evenings seemingly don't work for me. So you got to know your life. So that's my recipe of the first principle for creating a life by design for me.
That's it. That's excellent. Mm-hmm. And for you in the audience and around the world, whatever you do, don't become so dogmatic that you got to do it right every time.
Yeah.
For me, adding just a quick verse, when I get up in the morning when I go to bed at night, the last thing I do and the first thing I do in the morning is, first, I have what I call my divine awareness moment. Hmm. That means for me as a Christian person, I begin to acknowledge and to become aware and possessive of the thoughts associated with Trinitarian idea, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I can just choose to say any one of them over and over again, just being aware in the cells of my body. I can always feel the hair rise on my skin. It doesn't have to, but I know I'm at that place, and my body has gotten used, and my mind has gotten used to, oh, when he says this, or either one of the names of the Trinity, at that moment, it's like, okay, he's here for this purpose. Nothing else matters. He doesn't need to be interrupted. And then the stillness descends.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, the brain began to let me know things that I didn't know. Not think things that I hadn't thought before, but to know things that I didn't know before. So that's my way. You gave a way. You will have your way to know how to be still. And it's important to do that. Very good.
Yeah. And so in that process of being still, I feel like you're really listening for the spirit or listening for that inner intuition or listening for that idea or that hunch about what you should do or who you should be for that day. I think that's a big recipe for designing your life. What about listening? What do you think about that?
Well, right now, your audience is listening to us using the auditory factory. I think that's what they call it. But it's coming into one of the senses through the ear. When you sit to be still, you're not listening with the ear, with it going inside of the outer ear, catching the sound, going into the inner ear, and then going into the brain so the brain can interpret. You're listening with another kind of listening. It's what I call listening plus. Hmm. Listening plus is where your very being is open to listening in a way that doesn't have to do with sounds. And that's when you get to the knowing. Listening involves being in a place where you don't interfere with it with thoughts necessarily so. And that means once you do that, it's the mentality here of physical listening is one thing. The mentality of spiritual or dynamic active listening is where your soul is listening. And when that happens, how did that happen? You don't try to figure out how it's going to happen. You know it when it's happening because you lay aside the sound. That's why sometimes you don't need to be in a room where there's a sound being made or the refrigerator doing something, or you could hear something on the outside. You want to be in a place where your whole being is in listening mode.
Yeah, that's great. And so for listeners, you see, we've just laid out two principles or two ingredients for your own personal recipe to design your own life and not just get up every day and live your life by default. Just being still, you can do that and listening to hear just that inner voice, that inner, you know, the Bible says God speaks in a still small voice. It's just a hunch that you get. And so James Powell, what about believe and receive? Because when you were talking about imagination, anticipation, expectation, do you believe that believe and receive is one of the ingredients that we need to design our lives?
Well, I take it too as one of my most notable things that I deal with every day. Mm-hmm. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, if you believe that you received it, that you already have it. You have it living in you to be manifested. So when I look at believing, that means I have absolute confidence in the truth of what I am believing. I believe
good.
That that moment, when I choose to believe, the thing exists. I'm so determined that the thing already exists. And what then I move to the next stage, I'm saying, okay, I believe this. I believe so much in this that I have confidence in it. I have the truth of this thing that it exists. And it's a reliable for me, each time I say that it exists, and then I take the next step, okay, if I've gotten that far, then I have to go ahead then and take the next steps and say, I've already received it.
Yeah.
I got it. And I start living my life as if it already exists because it does. I think it was back when I was doing Stephen Covey, they said things are created twice. First, mentally, and then in reality. So once you have that first stage of existence with a thought, it already is ready to do it unless I douse it with unbelief or lack of faith.
That's good.
The idea is believe, having confidence in what you, that's why I will say to your audience, if you ever pray for something, don't pray for it until you let the prayer be formed in you. And when you form, let it be formed in you in the stillness. Sometime when you see it, you say, yes, I have confidence. That's going to happen. And then you said, okay, never have to pray for it again because I've received it. So I'm giving thanks for it now rather than having to go back to God. You didn't hear me the last time. Or, you know, I got to pray that all over again. I'm acknowledging, yes, this is what it is. I don't know all the steps it's going to take, but I see it the way it exists in my life.
Wow. You know, that's powerful. And one, a great example of how I receive whatever I'm believing for, because it does already exist. When you guys listen to this show, I probably might be in Aruba, because I'll be going to Aruba after the show airs. But so in order for me to believe and receive, I write out what the receiving looks and feels like. And so even though I haven't gone to Aruba, James Powers, this is what I have, because it puts me in the place of I have it now. I've received it. Thank you, God. I put Aruba. I'm rested for my early morning flight. I have a great window seat where I'm comfortable. I'm tall, so I like to, you know, get a great seat. It's going to be a great flight from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to be easy exiting to my connecting flight where I'm going to meet friends. I have a great window seat to Aruba, easy baggage claim and car rental. When I check into the hotel, I'm going to get one of the best rooms according to my own needs and personalities with a great view. I'm going to sleep great that night after a long trip. I have a planned itinerary that flows. I've already checked out 10 restaurants where the tables are in the water or near the edge. Every day is going to be blue water, meditating, swimming, snorkeling, running. I'm going to meet interesting and exciting new people while I'm in Aruba, dancing and lots of fun in the evening. Going to have a great flight back to Atlanta. Easy immigration interest, getting my car safe and sound, come back to my home and hear Angel barking once I put the alarm code off and rest like a baby after a long trip. That's an example of how I believe I receive just in one area. So I'm creating my life by design, not by default.
Wow. And it started with a desire.
Mm-hmm.
You had a desire in your heart, and you begin to say that desire is a noble thing, and I believed it. And you laid out. You went to the. I'm sure you've gone on the internet. You've gone every place you are. You've seen everything that could happen the way it ought to happen. Now what you're doing is you just going walking out the results. In other words, the steps are ordered, but this is the other thing you'd be doing. As you are walking, you have to be consciously aware of your existence every time, because you may say, well, I'm going to cross the street here. And you hear, no, cross the street up there, because you're going to be sensitive enough that if you cross the street here, there was not going to be enough people to do it. Or somebody may have come along in a car and didn't stop. And you look back and say, oh, that's why I didn't cross the street. That's how intense I know you will be in a situation of relaxation, because you've laid it out.
Right. And me lying it out, it incorporated imagination. I'm anticipating it because I'm not there yet. I'm expecting to have this fun. I'm expecting to have a great trip. Or I could be saying, oh, my God, you know what's been going on with the airlines. That's not my design. My design is everything is going to go smooth. It's going to be a great trip, because if not, you would default to the consciousness that's around you. So everybody
Absolutely.
listening, you can do the same thing. Believe and you receive what? Your house, love in your life, another job, weight loss, whatever that desire is, you see the example of what we just shared. You can do that for yourself.
And what you've done with this now, that's where it's come beholding. You are holding the image of that in your mind to such degree that your mind will go ahead and almost pre-program you to find each one of the things you are looking for without effort, almost.
Yeah. So what I'm doing is really I'm imagining, expecting, and anticipating in my mind my desire. So I've been thinking about this, you know, when I check the 10 hotels that are in the water, you know, where they have the table in the water or by the water, I see myself sitting there with my feet in the water and the little fish just swimming around. I already see that in my mind. So I'm actually imaging what I desire.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The faculty of the brain, when you created the image of what you wanted to do and they said you could have that, it began by you choosing to want to see what you want to do. Those images you just described, if somebody was taking a picture of the inside of your mind and could do that, let's say if they had an MRI or a scan, to scan and bring back what you just said, that's the way it would be when you get to Aruba, the way you just described it to your audience. So folks, what we're saying is, when you choose to let the imagination, or a lot of people say, well, imagination, you could, there are a lot of things about people could say. Everything that's positive and godly, we default to the few things that somebody misused something. You are allowing your brain to create the images the way you were at 3 and 4, and nobody had come to tamper with your ability to do that in the brain. So we get older and we start reasoning, and reasoning have a tendency to want to wipe out the faculty of imaging. And
yeah.
Constance says, I'm not going to have that. I'm going to create this trip and not get there and wonder, what am I going to do? Well, we don't have anything to do. She's not doing that. She's saying, I understand the principle of how to do a trip. Now, this is about how to do a trip. But you could take this and say, I need to get into the detail of whatever I need to do.
Right.
And use those same principles. The reason we use the trip is because everybody sitting out there in the audience, even if you don't want to go to Aruba, you may want to go to somewhere place else. The next time you get ready to plan a trip, you're going to think about Constance laying out her trip, and you could follow that to a T for you. And that means that's the how-tos of doing something that works.
You know, and I'm sure listeners, as I was sharing my trip, you were living that trip with me. You saw my feet
Absolutely.
In the water. You saw me going through immigration easily. You saw me coming home, taking my alarm off and hearing. I mean, you visually in your own mind saw that trip. So in your own life, why not make a decision that, wow, I'm going to begin to create my life by design, rather than just defaulting to what has been in the past.
And I want to add something. Constance chose to create a trip that you followed, and you just say, yes, I can do that. Some people default to creating trouble.
Yeah.
The more you create the image of what trouble is, the more that faculty of brain says, well, you know what? That's the kind of image they want. So I only have one thing to do. The person that's doing this, they have their own will. I am a servant of theirs, not the master. So don't create crises and trouble when you have the other option of creating opportunities.
Right, because I could say, oh my God, you know all the trouble that's been going on the airlines. Have you? It's a mess. No, that's not my life. I'm designing my life not by what has happened in the past, not by the experiences of other people, but by what I desire. So in my mind, I'm believing that, I'm receiving that, I'm sending that out. And I believe that I know that all of the forces of the universe will come and help me live out what I've designed in my mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's a matter of knowing what you want. I mean, you know, what you want to have versus not knowing what you want to have. I know one of the law of attraction, Michael Lozier, said that most people don't know what they want. So when you know what you want, you can begin to imagine that.
You know, go ahead. I was about to ask you, you just walked right into it. I was going to say, Constance, I'm going to put you on the right before your order, since I asked you this question.
Look,
Constance, what do you want right now in your mind that you don't have? And I want you to think about this, because when you say this, I have a feeling the way you're going to answer it is you're going to answer it with the same level of attention you did about you want the way you did the trip. So what is it that you want that you don't have? And tell us if you want it, how you're going to get it.
Okay, this goes back, I believe, to believing and receiving. You know, there are many things that I want. And the way that I, once again, I'm sharing with listeners, the way I get from wanting to receiving is I write down what I want it to look like. So all of you know that the beginning this year, I let you guys know that I'm ready to get married. And so the thing that I want or desire is to be married to the man of my dreams and have a beautiful wedding and honeymoon. So in my own mind, I've done this 1,000 times in my own mind, this is how I receive that wedding and that marriage. So I see myself walking down the aisle in a specially designed wedding dress. I already know what it looks like. I'm naturally made up by my makeup artist. I told her I want to look very natural, and my hair is impeccable with my stylist Sparkle. My oldest brother is walking me down the aisle, giving me away, and I feel my hand kind of shaky. It's probably a little sweaty knowing me. And as my brother walks me down the aisle and gives my hand to my husband, I see James Powers, that's you, James Powers, in front of me getting ready with his book open to repeat the vows. And in my mind, I saw us taking communion and lighting the unity candle. It was very deep and very like a spirit of oneness or something. And then I hear you pronounce, I now pronounce you man and wife. And of course, I'm very emotional behind that and crying, probably, maybe crying my eyelashes off, I don't know. And very grateful. And as I walk down the aisle, I see people's the joy on the faces of people, because they know that I have what I have believed for all of these years. So I'm off to my wedding reception in a vintage Rolls Royce. That's what I desire. And as we go in, everybody's so happy for us and cheering. And I'm dancing to my favorite song, which I listened to just before we got on this recording, The Very Thought of You by Tony Bennett. And this is just the slimmed down version. And we're going on our honeymoon. I'll go to the Maldives, but we're going to stay at the Four Seasons that night before we fly out of Atlanta. We have a great flight to the Maldives, water snorkeling, and accommodations are, you know, those little stilt things over the water, rest and relax and intimacy. Great honeymoon for 7 days. And then we fly to London, and then we cruise on the Queen Mary back to New York for 7 days. And that's just a luxury cruise, etc. And really enjoyed that first class experience of being on that cruise. But before we come back to Atlanta, we're going to relax in New York, because, you know, after you're gone for 14 days, you got to relax at the Four Seasons and go to the spa, go to a Broadway play, just really relaxing and getting acclimated. Made it into our lives and fly back to Atlanta. And that's what I want. And even though that's not present in my life, it is in my imagination and mind. And what I just said from my heart, I see that every day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, audience, what a wonderful, wonderful occasion.
Did you feel that when I was telling you?
Absolutely. What made it alive was you were walking through it in real time.
Yeah.
It was a real time expression. And audience, when you get to the point, how to, is did you hear the feelings, the emotions, the excitement? When all of that comes together, those feelings, the emotions, and all those things conspires with the spirit to bring it to pass in a way that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
When I first heard, knew that she wanted me to be engaged in the process, and I asked her, what does she want? This is what I heard. I heard her say, here's what I want. I want the experience of being able to say that I met at the altar and gave my hand to the person who was there to meet all of the needs that I couldn't meet myself for a relationship. I'm holding the hand of that person, and he's holding the hand of my hand, and I'm going to be engaged and giving him everything that he had not received to this point, and then we are one. The two shall become. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God in the presence of these witnesses to join the two of them as one. That's what she wants. An at-one experience with a lifetime companion. Wow.
Yeah. And so I'm saying to listeners, I had my eyes closed as I was sharing this because I do it almost every day. So it's like in me. But I'm saying to you, you can believe you receive, and I've given you two examples. You can begin to know what you want that you don't have, and an image seeing your desire. These are some how-tos in any area of your life by doing just what I did in those two examples.
And the central thing is to the audience, don't make it complicated.
Mm-mm.
Because Mrs. Constance come on every week and talk to you about this, you'll think, well, I'm not there yet. You are denying the fact that the faculty of your brain is made up to work with you. What if you denied the fact that, oh, well, you know what? My heart may not beat tonight because the brain is not going to send a signal. I better stay up all night and watch this thing because the brain may or may not do this now. We're saying you can do this.
Nothing but
and
the truth.
You can do this.
And just decide what you want and then what would it look like? And so when you begin to write that down and imagine that, anticipate that, expect that, you're really creating your life by design, and your brain rearranges itself. I think it does, James Powers, to bring to you what you are thinking and feeling and imagining. It's powerful.
And let me just make sure that I can hear someone saying, well, you know, if I do that, will it happen 100 times? Well, maybe not exactly like you want to, but here's what I do know. If you don't do anything, you'll get 100% of nothing. I mean, the choice is yours. Get 100% of nothing, a 95% of the things you want, an 80%. Would your life be better if you could get an 85 or 90% of everything you wanted? You take the percentage, or do I just default and get 100% of nothing?
Yeah. And if not, you'll be living your life by default and not by design. And so what we are sharing with you are how-tos and how to see yourself living in the realm of the possible of what you want. What I just shared was it painted a portrait on my mind, and you were right there with me in real time as I was walking down the aisle and my brother was holding my hand and my hands were sweating. You were there in real time with me because I had painted a portrait of what I want. Now, once again, it might be your career, a new home, a new job, to save money, to release weight, whatever that is, we're giving you the steps of how you can begin to do that.
And peace of mind.
For sure.
Peace of mind. I was going to ask Constance. I said, Constance, you have described what it's like to see yourself living in the realm of the possible. And I said, well, now, what is realm? You realize when you talk about living, you say, you know, for a king, you say it's his domain or her domain for a queen, or it's the kingdom of God. It's the realm where he exists. What we're saying is, you just heard Constance see herself living in the domain of a married life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And
outstanding.
Any of you can live in the domain of a new career, the domain of a more healthy and vibrant body and lifestyle. It's your choice. You choose. God is not holding anything back from you. You've been given the power to choose. So, you know, that's very powerful. So, James Powers, what other principles of how-tos do you feel like we can share with people?
Well, I want to use this as a simple thing for people to back to the beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
We all know, and I used to work in the hospital going through undergraduate school, and people will be in pain, and they'll come, and they couldn't have any more of the medication. And they would come down and bring a pill that's called a placebo. They would give it to the person, and the person would, a few minutes later, say, oh, that's great. They had gotten to the point where they believed in the power of what the first thing they gave them would do. And when they offered them the placebo, the mind began to say the person has already received the fact that when they get this medicine, they will be well. And this is another thing that I want to use as an example for those of you, particularly of those of you who have seen this in the scripture, and I want to use this briefly. There's this lady, Constance, you and I were talking about this yesterday, mm-hmm. who had been bleeding for 12 years. Mm-hmm. Every day. Can you imagine that?
Every woman can.
Absolutely. And think of it. Back then, they couldn't go to Kroger's or they couldn't go to a Walgreens or some pharmacy and get all of the things to help them not do that. And this woman had spent everything that she had, and she still wasn't better. She heard about this teacher, this master, that people were getting healed. But one thing was against her. She couldn't go and touch him or be nowhere near him because she was considered unclean. Now, watch this. They said she said in her heart, everything Constance was doing, okay, I can't go and touch him personally. But if I can get into the crowd and get there and just touch the bottom of his robe, the moment I do that, I know I will be well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, boy, that's huge. Said in her heart. In other words, she got an image of seeing what it would be like. She had the faith to believe that that could happen. And when she did it, sneaked into the crowd. And the moment it did it, she said, immediately I knew it had stopped. And so I'm getting ready to try to leave. And the master said, who in the crowd touched me? And everybody else, the disciples say, sir, please, everybody. He said, no. Somebody came and touched me because they had such a powerful expectation. Something came out of me when that happened. And she finally admitted. This woman is doing what we hope you can do. Say in your heart, begin to see it and believe it, and you will have experiences beyond anything you could ever imagine.
Wow. And, you know, she probably saw herself being able to be with her friends again and, you know, being able to maybe cook for her family and being healthy. And she had to see something in her mind that really was more powerful than her current circumstances. So that tells me that she had to frequently and deliberately think on, anticipate, expect, and behold that process in her thinking of what she desired.
And could you imagine what image she had of herself with people ostracizing her and not yeah. wanting to be around her? Tell you what, when you get a powerful enough vision, your self-image change when things happen for you. For those of who you don't not feel too good about yourself. When you grab a hold of something powerful, it not only changed your circumstances, it changed the inside of you from the inside out. So this is something that changes not your things, but your life as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, we have about 10 minutes left. What else do you feel like we could give people as an ingredient or recipe for people living their life by design?
Well, one of the things I often ask people is, do they have an image of their true self? What would it look like? And I'm going to ask you, Constance, I know you, how you relate to your audience. If I was going to ask you in a principle of saying, see, if you don't have an image of who you are, you will not be able to do some of the things because you'll think, well, that's not for me. Or you will go ahead and get somebody else what you think someone else desires of you, and you start living the way that person, you think that person wants to live. So you can't have a life plan, because if you did, you will develop the life plan to fit the person you think people want you to be and never be able to do it for yourself. So here's what I'd like for you to consider, Constance, is tell me what is the image that you have of your true self. Tell me about this Constance Lane Arnold. What is it is the image you have of yourself that causes you to be able to do what you do?
I'm going to preface that with, for years, I didn't have an image. It was all based on how I looked, how I performed, etc. But the process of transformation and change for me came about as I began to renew my mind about how much God loves me, accepting myself just the way I am, identifying what my gifts and talents are, not competing with anybody else, and just an acceptance of who I am, etc. And so that included body image, looks, performance, money, married, not married. So for me, that's the image of who I have about myself. And I'm loving, accepting, adoring, and honoring myself. But for me, it was a process, for sure.
So at this point, you're saying that the image you have of yourself now is not a limited view of who you are. Have you overcome the idea of saying, I must live the way I get attention and not live the way I get purpose?
I live from the inside out, which is purpose. And it's not defined by anything outside of me. It's defined by who I am. And so right now, I just use this as a woman. All you ladies out there know where I'm coming from. I love and accept myself, my body, just the way I am. Makeup, no makeup. Hair, no hair. You know, a dressed, blue jeans and a t-shirt. All of that is okay. It's just an acceptance and a love of who I am. And in that, knowing how much God loves me, and that was a process for me, and knowing that I am an unlimited spiritual being with power, with abilities, with the grace of God on my life to do and to be anything in life. And to be quite honest with you, I know that there are areas that I need to improve on, but I just believe that if God tells me to do something, I can do or be anything with the grace of God on my life.
Well said. And one other principle I'd like to just address for a moment. We were talking about desires. We were talking about your heart. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, sitting out there in the audience, if I were to walk up to either one of you, or Miss Constance would walk up and say, what's in your heart? Mm-hmm. Do you really know your heart, or do you know how to know your heart? And that start with what we were talking about earlier, being still and seeing the actor in there covering up the real person that exists. Many of you will be surprised at who you discover inside of you. And I was asking you, if you were going to paint a portrait of who you are, you'd have to go deep within. Constance keeps saying from the inside out. See, from the outside in, we let the images out there dictate how we ought to live from the inside. Wrong position. And if you can paint a portrait, I wish you could become the greatest artist of all time. Take a paintbrush, that's taking time, and paint a portrait of your desires. You know, a lot of people don't know what their desires are. Tell you a little how-to. Get a list this weekend and sit down quietly on Saturday night. Take Saturday night after everything is over, Sunday night, whatever, and say, I want to search my heart and see what my desires are. And you start making a list. When you start making the list, don't try to judge it. Just do 1 to 20 first and start giving. You say, I don't know whether I have 20. Open your mind and start writing some of the desires you have in your heart. Once you do it, go back and ask yourself the question, what would my life look like if that desire manifested itself? That exercise alone would lift you to a place where the actor in you have to give way to the original character that's supposed to have been manifested in you. Any comments, Constance?
That's just a powerful to-do exercise. And, you know, I guess in our last minutes, I just want to summarize kind of what we've said. Is that, and I want you to jump in here, is that you can either live your life by design or default. And we've given you some ingredients like being still, listening, how to believe and receive, how to imagine and see what your desire already coming to pass, has come to pass. Remember the example of my Aruba trip. Remember my wedding. Remember what Pastor Power said about the lady with the issue of blood. And the exercise that he really just shared with you, how to determine what you do want and to begin to see yourself living in that realm of all things are possible. Wow.
Wow. Remember anticipation, be expectant, hold the image of what you want, let the faculty of your image maker inside of your brain create the images. But for me, I have to have a North Star. The North Star in my life is always building my life around principles, and the principles I live around are biblical, so that when I get in a place, I can read a particular thing, scripture, or I can relate spiritually. So have a North Star. Mine is the practice of my Christian faith to such degree that I'm not trying to do it to get to heaven. I'm trying to do it to get heaven into me earth. So anybody can do a lot of good things to get to the bus station and get to your eternal estate. We want to, on shows like this, to say we want you to live in the now, the way you would live if it was here. That's why when we pray sometimes, we say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I want to get the heaven in me, that's the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ for me, and live out this thing called the abundant life, or the super abundant life. And I want to say to you, of all these 32 years, I've seen the host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest show do extraordinarily exploit because she is grounded and she is purposeful.
Thank you. What can I say, James Powers? Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you. God bless you. You are a gift to me and the world. And everybody, thank you so much for joining me. And as I say every week, you may not know or feel it, but you are surrounded by love. God loves you. You know that I love you. And always remember this. Today is the best day of your life. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.